This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers. Tonight we are discussing The Voice, Season 12, Episodes 9 and 10, and we have special guest Johnny Gates in the house, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. I
had a dream last night. Does it sound familiar?
I think I know this one.
This is Johnny's personal song.
This is awesome.
Pre-voice, Boulevard.
This is before he had The Voice, right?
Let's just take a minute to enjoy the jams.
Embrace it.
You can find all of his stuff on his website, which is...
TheJohnnyGates.com.
There you go.
Johnny always had The Voice. Listen to this.
I know.
Yeah.
I wrote this out in L.A. It's a Hollywood song.
See, he's always had it. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am your host, Brooke Lacey. So before we get going, I'm going to take a minute to introduce my fabulous panel and special guest. Like I said, I'm Brooke Lacey. You can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H. And to my left, you might recognize him from The Voice.
What's up, guys? Johnny here, season 12 of The Voice. Team Gwen in the house.
Woo! We're so excited to have you.
You are so much sexier in person, I have to say.
You know. it's these nice black t-shirts I like to wear. They look better in person than on TV.
You look great. I'm Chris Howard. Reach me at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Allie Bailey. You can reach me on Twitter and Instagram at AllieBailey_1.
All right, so we're going to start out by interviewing Johnny, because what else would we do? I also have the live chat up, so if you guys have any questions that you want to ask him as well, please, I'm going to check in with this from time to time. So I've got a lot of questions. I'm sure they do, too. First off, so let's talk your career before The Voice. You are from, you said, Rhode Island, correct?
Yeah, from a town called West Warwick. It's like a little outside of Providence, Rhode Island.
Awesome. Yeah. And when did you start getting into music?
I was kind of a late bloomer with music, oddly enough. I didn't start playing music until I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
But I was definitely the kid in high school that was obsessed with music. I was going to all the punk shows and the emo shows. I'd be lined up outside in the snow, trying to get in the front row.
Oh, so wait, what was your era? Because mine was, I was really into My Chemical Romance, and I thought it was so badass, if I'm allowed to say that on here.
I mean, that was, I saw My Chemical Romance in a room the size of this studio.
I'm so jealous. Yeah. I remember this is going to age me, but my mom wouldn't let me get their CD because of the cover. It was all bloody and
I remember that. Yep. It had the heart on it.
Yeah,
but it was kinda
I still jam out to them all the time.
No, I'm gonna embarrass myself. I was Duran Duran.
I respect that.
I dig that.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So you started and I think you told Gwen you were in a garage. It was a garage band. It was small, right?
Yeah, so we actually would play in our parents' garage, when we auditioned, when we practiced and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And didn't you kinda start too with the nice hair?
Yeah, oddly enough, So I went to this all-boys Catholic high school, Bishop Hendricken, in Rhode Island. And so I was a senior, but for some reason I was taking a sophomore theater, like drama class, which that's a story for another day, how I ended up getting kicked out of a class. But so I sat behind this kid, Jamie.
Yeah, who gets held back in drama?
Yeah. No, I know, I'm like the one guy to fail that class twice.
Well, that's definitely a story.
Yeah. I sat behind this dude, Jamie, who was a sophomore, and one day he turned around and he's like, "Hey, man," he's like, "you have long hair." He's like, "do you want to audition for my band?" And no. I mean, yeah, like straight up. And I mean, he didn't know me. Like, I had never played music before. I was just obsessed with music. And I, like, the one school I applied to that year, I didn't get into. So I had nothing going on that summer. Aww. So I was like, yeah, sure, dude. I'll try out for your band. And I've been in that band for 14 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. Now,
did you have the voice back then? I mean, did you have
you had the look.
Yeah, you had the look. I had the hair going. The voice was definitely a work in it just wasn't a work in progress. But we showed up at a garage, literally, like in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. And I remember they had me audition with a Hoobastank song. Remember that band?
Oh, yeah.
Do I remember that band?
Yeah.
The Reason.
Yeah. It was Crawling in the Dark. Remember that song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Reason. That was like their big
single. The Reason was
single.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think deep down they wanted to be a Hoobastank cover band. I always joke about that with them. But we started like writing our own music and then started playing shows around Rhode Island. Now, we had like little screamo in us. I mean, we listened to all those bands like Taken Back Sunday and Brand New.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
All those like pop punk screamo bands. I attempted to scream for like a couple days.
Oh, I want to hear that. You have to bring that out at some point in the season.
Didn't last too long, but yeah.
So I want to know, so your band's name is?
Runaway Saints.
Runaway Saints, okay. So you, I want to know, because you mentioned that you lived in Nashville, and then obviously we know that you toured with Rod Stewart, which is awesome.
It's crazy.
So I want to know like where that came into play, like which came first, how did it happen?
Yeah. So Nashville happened first.
Okay.
We played a bunch of shows in Rhode Island, and like we started to kind of get to this point where we were like opening up for a lot of big bands. Like we opened up for Paramore back in Providence. Like,
wow.
It was cool.
But that's a leap. That's a leap already. Yeah, no, how'd you get there?
It was awesome. I mean, we, our manager in Providence was like one of the main bookers in Providence of shows. So whenever like a good tour would roll through Providence, we would get the local slot.
Wow.
And so we got to open up for like a ton of great bands. But we just started to get to a point where we're like, okay, I think we need to start like, I don't know, making a leap, you know,
mm-hmm.
and taking it like to the next level. And, one night, I was sitting in a parking lot in Rhode Island, and I heard Taylor Swift come on the radio for the first time, and she was singing her first single, that song, Tim McGraw. I mean, this was like this was like back in the day, Taylor Swift.
Curly hair, Taylor Swift.
Curly hair, play, like with the guitar.
How old was she at the time? Was she?
Man, like young, like 16 maybe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I remember, like, this was so old school that, like, I would tell people about Taylor Swift, and they were like, are you talking about the guy on American Idol? Like, people would that guy Taylor Hicks. Like, people would say that back to me. Yeah. This is, like, how OG Taylor Swift we're talking about here. So, yeah. But, anyway, I just thought there was something cool about that song where, like, there was, like, the acoustic organic guitars, but with a pop vocal on it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, a light bulb went off, and I ran home, and I Googled her producer, and it was this guy, Nathan Chapman. And I mean, this was like, he had a website with his email address on the website, like on its homepage. So I wrote him an email, and I may have fibbed a little bit and said that we were going to Nashville to meet with record labels where I was like hanging out like on my nana's couch. that's all I had going
on. But you didn't have to know that.
No. But he kind of took the bait a little bit, and mm-hmm. he wrote me back, and he's like, if you're in Nashville, like I'd love to kind of hang with you guys and meet up. So, I called the guys and we immediately like drove 18 hours.
Are we talking like the next day?
We're talking like the next day. Like, wow. I thought my parents were going to kill me. Yeah.
And how, you said you were like, how old at this time?
I was like 21, 22. My bandmates were like 19.
Wow.
Yeah. And we had never been like to the South before. Like,
yeah, they could have gotten it for kidnapping or something.
Yeah. It was like,
he took these young boys across the border. What the hell?
It was nuts. Yeah.
Us Southerners, you got to be careful.
Yeah. No, we like, I remember like we hit the state line because we're from Rhode Island. It's like it takes 45 minutes to drive through the state.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember we hit the state line of Tennessee, and there was like this big guitar on the side of the road, and we were like, "Yo, we're here! Like, we're in the we're in like the welcome center, like taking pictures." And then the lady's like, "You have 5 more hours."
Oh.
We're like, "What?" Like,
keep going.
So anyway, we got to Nashville. We stayed at like a really sketchy motel next to like trailer trucks and stuff. and we called Nathan and we're like, "Hey man, we're in Nashville." Like, and he's like, "All right." He's like, "Swing by. I'd love to. Let's do this." And we had all of our equipment. Like, we had our guitars, our drums, like everything.
It's amazing.
Set up basically in his living room, and we played him a few songs, and he instantly was like, "I love you guys. Like, let's do this."
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then we immediately like moved to Nashville. I mean, we went home, packed our stuff, and like basically drove back.
And through this whole process, starting then, now your family has been supportive and
like I can't even describe like how supportive they've been. I went to a really nice high school. Like, I have friends that went to like really good colleges, and I was like, "Yeah, guys, I'm gonna start a band at 18.
Grow my hair long and start a band."
Yeah,
hey guys, every mother's dream.
Yeah, I think after like 4, you know, years of tuition, I think now's the time to start a band. but they were supportive. Like, they go to every single show, and like you were talking about Rod Stewart. Like, my mom is obsessed with Rod Stewart. So when that phone call came about us maybe going on the road with Rod, it took so long for her to not think I was like joking. Like, I swear, like, I was like, "Mom, like, Rod Stewart's people just called us and like they want us to go on the road." And she's like, "No." I'm like, "No, seriously." She's like, "No." It went on for like 10 minutes. I'm like, "I'm going to hang up."
Yeah. I'm going to give you some time to process this. Oh, wow. Okay, so you went on tour. How long did you tour with Rod for?
So it was 2 summers ago, and it was for like a few weeks. I mean, it was like a U.S., like, couple weeks on the road. Yeah.
Wow.
But those tours are serious. Like, you're doing a different city every night, right?
Oh, yeah, and we did. I mean, there were arenas.
Wow.
And, I mean, we've played in front of, like, 5 people, and then all of a sudden we were playing in front of, like, 20,000 people.
That's amazing.
But you can tell when you perform, like, in The Voice. I remember when you first went on, I was like, okay, he knows what he's... Like, you just look so comfortable. And I think as a performer, that's... Even if you are so nervous and, like, shaking in your boots, like, to not let the audience know that, and so you do an impeccable job with that.
I appreciate
that. Experience.
I mean, and like, playing on the road is probably my favorite part of music, and, like, we've always tried to tour. Like, we've been out with so many great bands, Ryan Cabrera, Secondhand Serenade, The Spill Canvas, Johnny Lang. Like, we've tried to be on the road as much as possible, and for those Rod shows, I mean, I'd be backstage, like, especially the first night, I was kind of freaking out a little bit, you know, because I mean, like, we've never done it. You dream of an arena forever.
Yeah.
But once you don't ever think you're going to get there, you know? It was like in the back, I felt like I was like in Spinal Tap, that movie. Like, it was just like, you literally get lost walking to the stage. Like, that's how big it is back there.
And were you close with Rod, or like, do you still keep in touch, or like, how is that?
Yeah, so we, it was nuts. I mean, I literally bumped into him on the first night. Like,
first night of what?
Of the
tour. Oh, the first night you met him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great way to start it, right?
I know.
Step on his foot. Like,
yeah, it was kind of like that. Like, we were in our dressing room. Like, I think we were just freaking out in our dressing room. And I opened the door, and like, I kind of just flew out of there, and it like hit. Like, I hit Rod, basically. And I was like, "Oh no." And he looked at me, and I'm just like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry."
I love you.
Yeah. I'm like, "I'm just so sorry. I'm not worthy. I'm so sorry." He's like, "Oh, mate." He's like, "I used to be you." He's like, "I was the opener." He's like, "Don't be nervous." He's like, "Me and my band, The Faces, used to open." He's like, and I was like, "This guy is the coolest." And then from there, like, his crew, like, I cannot say enough about them. Like, we should not have been playing arenas. Like, I didn't know that you had to bring your own, like, monitors to the show. Like,
really? I wouldn't know that. Who would know?
We just play shows where, like, the speakers are there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Arenas, no. So, fun fact, guys. If you're playing an arena, you better make sure you bring your own monitors.
So the opening act has to have different monitors than the main act.
Yeah, because they all have in-ear monitors, and we were just not at that point yet.
Right.
So I remember calling one of Rod's sound guys, who's, like, become a good buddy of mine. And I was like, "Hey, man, I'm like, what do we do about, like, we don't have wedges or anything?" And the first thing, he's like, "How old are you?" First, I was like, "Oh, no." But, dude, as soon as we got there, I mean, it'd be, like, 10 tour buses and trailer trucks and then our van and a U-Haul trailer, like, in the back. Yeah.
Wow.
So they took good care of us.
That's cool, though. That's, like,
it was, like, I mean, we were so used to playing shows where, like, because on the road, I mean, selling merch is kind of like how you get hotels and gas to get to the next show. So we have a thing planned out where, like, right before the last song, like, as it's ending, I would run to the merch table and the guys would finish out the set. So we didn't even think about it. So, like, the first night, like, we do our thing. And, like, so I start to run to the merch table and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, there's 20,000 people
How am
here.
I going to get there?
And, oh, yeah. And all of a sudden it was like, and security was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you out here? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm like, I'm just trying to sell t-shirts. Yeah.
But so I'm guessing you sold a lot of t-shirts then, yeah?
Yeah, and another fun story there was...
Seems like a lot of fun stories.
Yeah, well, our band is called Runaway Saints. So our initials are R.S., Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. So we had this tank top that was just R.S., and, like, we've had it forever. So all of a sudden, we're at the merch table.
They're selling really well.
Yeah. I see it up there, and it's, like, in the middle. And I'm like, it's selling like crazy. Like, we sold out. And I'm like, oh, no.
I'm yeah. staying at the Ritz-Carlton. Yeah. Yeah.
No, and the
merch... Rod comes back on the door, I think you owe me a little bit of money here.
No, but, like, his merch guy was like, yo, he's like, love that move. Like, he thought we did it on purpose. Yeah, and he let us keep everything. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So we're like, yo, and all the fans dug it because they're like, oh, we're getting two shirts for the price, two bands for one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any rituals, like, before you go on stage that you have to do or, like...
So, I mean, my thing, like, so as far as, like, I definitely try to do, like, some vocal warm-ups, like, when I wake up, you know? Mm-hmm. My big thing, though, is just trying to have some time backstage alone with a guitar and just, like, I like to actually write before shows. I think that's, like, I don't know if a lot of guys do that, but I actually wrote one of my favorite songs of mine before a show in New York City at the Mercury Lounge, like right on Houston, like Lower
yes,
East Side.
Yeah.
Crazy, like, disgusting green room down there. And, like, a train goes by, like, every 5 minutes, and it's just, like, there's, like, tough stuff, like, written, like, all over the wall. But I don't know. I like to write before shows, and I wrote this song Brooklyn Nights, which has kind of become, like, one of my, like, bigger songs. So, yeah, that's kind of my ritual, writing before a show. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Did you have a lot of? Did you do vocal lessons? Did you have proper training, or proper?
Some proper training.
Pinkies up.
It was weird. Like, I definitely sang along to bands that I loved. I mean, there was this band, The Starting Line. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they were one of those bands from that era. And the singer just had this really cool voice, and I would just kind of sing along to, like, their albums. And I feel like that's how I learned how to. All those bands had, like, higher voices.
That's what I was going to say, because your range is higher. Yeah. It's like, huh, how do you hit that without having somebody tell you how to hit that?
It's a lot of it was listening to those bands, like Saves the Day, and we're like, all those, like, early 2000s bands, like, everyone just had high voices, and we were all just, like, in clubs screaming, you know?
Yeah, I'm driving in my car to get up here. I'm listening to Sam Shepard. I'm going, ah! I'm like, how the hell do you do that?
Next season on The Voice.
Yeah. Do it.
That's just amazing. Like, you did it yourself.
For most of it, but I definitely took a few lessons, and, like, now that I'm on The Voice, like, I did this because I wanted to prove to myself that I can really sing, mm-hmm. you know? It's like, I definitely come from a scene where it's like, it's more about the bands and just, like, the live show and everything. But I've always been into, like, you know, great singers. I mean, Robert Plant, Steven Tyler, Rod Stewart. I'm, like, I'm obsessed with Adele because I think it's so cool when she comes on the radio and it's like, she has a great voice, you know? And I feel like sometimes we're kind of losing that a little bit on radio. So I did this as kind of like a challenge to myself, too, being like, yo, you need to become, like, the best singer you can become. So I've started to take the Voice. We have some really great vocal coaches that have kind of been helping me.
And, has, like, it helped you? Has it?
Yeah. Like, literally, like...
No kidding.
Yeah, like, on the first lesson, they told me something, and I'm just like, what? And they're like, you didn't know that? And I'm like, what?
Can you share what it is? What did they tell you?
Yeah, basically, like, when you sing, you're supposed to keep your tongue down.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know that. Like, mine would be, like, going everywhere.
And I'm over here, like...
Yeah. I know.
Does it help you, like, stay in control when you're singing?
And, like, and stay open.
Okay.
Yeah, which I did not know. You know, I was just so used to just, I don't know, like, kind of winging it. And, like, when they told me that, I was just, like, my mind was, like, blown. And then, like, I was starting to hit these, like, notes that it was easy.
It's
and
like
I was
they gave you the red pill.
Yeah. I was like, why wasn't I taking lessons, like, 13 years ago?
Wow. No, that's cool, though. They're, like, a little teeny thing.
Yeah.
Have you had other experiences like that where they taught you a little bit of something because you've had these coaches and stuff?
Well, like, being around Gwen has kind of been a situation like that. and paying attention to performance on stage and like what you're doing. And for my battle tonight, that we got to watch, I didn't know if I should like play guitar. Like I play guitar in my band. Like I'm usually like always playing guitar, never not playing guitar. But Gwen has been helping me explore not playing and moving around the stage. And like, I feel like she brought something out in me. Like, in my blind, I was kind of, like, all over the place, and people liked it. And I was
what did they say that you had, like,
moves like
Jagger?
Moves
like Jagger, yeah.
Blake said that. Yeah, I was like, what?
You look really comfortable on stage, which I think is hard to find, because when people aren't, you know, used to performing, it's like, where do I move? What do I do?
Totally. So. And it's like... And I feel like from the scene that I come from, there was always like front men kind of going crazy. And Gwen has helped me tap into that. So for my battle, I literally did not know if I should play guitar or not play guitar. Mm-hmm. Like I was, me and Sammy, my battle partner, like we were going back and forth about it a lot. And then Gwen was just like, why don't you like put the guitar down halfway and end the song not playing guitar and like just get the best of both worlds? And I was like, oh my god,
that's such
like,
a great idea.
That was
I was like, thanks coach.
It was so interesting in that battle because Sammy looked like she was channeling Gwen.
It was
like,
awesome.
She looked like she was channeling Gwen, and then but you looked so comfortable, like you know, with the guitar and just working it.
Well, like we for that song specifically, I Drove All Night, when Gwen told us it was going to be that song, we were like, yo, we're doing a Celine Dion song, like this. Yeah,
that's so crazy.
Yeah, so to talk about the battles this week, did you know going into the battles that Celine was going to be your coach?
Advisor? Yeah, we had no idea. And it was funny, too, because, well, throughout the day, we're like, all right, we have a Celine Dion song. And we switched.
But so you did know the song?
We knew the song. Okay, we didn't know the advisor. And we had switched the song up a lot. Luckily, like, at our hotel where we were staying, Sammy was in the room next to mine. So we literally, like, spent a few nights on an acoustic guitar, like...
That's amazing.
Basically, like, our big thing was, like, we want this to sound like a duo, not a duet. Like, that was our motto going into this battle. So we're like, we're going to change the song. And, like, we were nervous just to play it for Gwen because, like, we really did change the song a lot. Like, we added parts, which I don't even know if that's, like, allowed.
Now
it's allowed, guys. So all of our teammates were like, yo, your minds are going to be blown when you walk in and see who the advisor is. Like, they wouldn't tell us. And we went last that day. We waited, like, 7 hours, holding room, waiting. And then we walked in, and it was Celine Dion. And then, like, instantly we're like, oh, my God, like, we're about to sing in front of Celine Dion. But then we're like, oh, no. We're like, we just, like, changed her whole song around.
So I was going to ask you, what was that like to perform and practice her song in front of her?
And
be coached by her.
Like, nerve-wracking. I mean, I've been in situations like that where we've done, like, showcases for record labels where it's, like, in a small room and, like, you have a label head, like, with his arms folded, like, staring in the eye. You know, like...
Giving you nothing.
Yeah, like, looking into your soul, you know? And I'm just like, oh, my God, like, what's happening right now? So I tried to, like, channel that. It kind of felt like a little showcase vibe, but Gwen... I don't know, as soon as you walk in, she kind of smiles, and it's like you instantly feel cool. And Celine was awesome. Like, she made it, like, so easy to be in there. And, like, I don't know, she kind of acted like she was a peer. And then as soon as we played it, she instantly started, like, flipping out and singing. Like, she started singing along, like, as soon as the chorus came in. And we're like, all right, I think we have something here. And then by the end, she, like, got up and threw the lyrics at us. And she's like, I think I'm going to start doing the song like this. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was It was, like, so cool.
So how many times did you practice with her going into or before the actual battle?
Like, a few. Yeah, we... So first, we got the song, and then... So that's when me and Sammy decided to, like, rearrange it and stuff like that. So then we took our project into Gwen and Celine, basically, like, around a piano with the music director, Paul, who's incredible. Like, he plays... everything, like he's super talented. And then we spent, like, you know, a good chunk of time in there, like, working on the song, and that's where we'd be like, okay, should we change this? Like, should I play guitar? Should I not play guitar? Like, what should we do? So then the next day we walked in with Gwen, Celine, and the full band. Which, so then it's like a full band rehearsal. Which again, like, a lot of coaching comes out, and it's like, well, you know what? I don't think this part sounded as good with the band. Like, maybe we should try this. So yeah, we got a good amount of time with Celine and, like, a lot of help. And she helped us bring in, like, a sound on the drums too. Like, she wanted to almost kind of have, like, a doom doom da doom da doom, and, like, she added that. I mean, she was, like, playing on the piano with, like, it was crazy.
That's great.
Yeah, like the whole time, me and Sammy are like, is this happening? Like, are we still in the hotel room?
Well,
like,
and Sammy's fabulous. Somebody in the live chat, let's see here, Betsy says, please form a band with Sammy.
Well, it's so funny. We kind of, once we started jamming in our hotels, we kind of formed our duo called Jammy. So that's kind of, yeah.
Jammy.
Yep. So, Team Jammy. But we've talked multiple times about doing like an EP together, and I think we're definitely gonna do that. She's coming out to LA this summer, and then we're gonna do some shows together too. So definitely expect a jammy project.
Wait, that's amazing. So I wonder how many like people that get paired up for the battles actually perform together, you know, after the show.
Yeah, it was funny.
Actually, I haven't heard that before.
And like we didn't. It's funny because the YouTube video went up, and like, you know, I've been so like, do I look at the comments? Do I not look at the comments? Like, I go back and forth on that, you know? But I dove in, head first, dove into the comments tonight.
How was it?
It was actually like really good. Okay. And there were a few comments that were like, are they a duo? Is this like one of the duos this year? And I thought that was like the ultimate compliment, because like we said, we wanted it to feel like a duo, you know?
Because what I noticed about some of the other battles, which I want to get your opinion on in a minute too, it almost felt like they were just like very much battling going head to head, and it was more of like a tricks competition of like, I can hit this note and I can hit. And with you guys, it still showcased that you're both phenomenally talented, but it wasn't there wasn't that like it's negative.
You were still on the same team.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of that was Gwen with matching us up together. I think she knew that both of our voices, we kind of come from more of like a singer-songwriter, indie rock kind of world. So like, I'm definitely not going to be the guy that's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, that's just not me. So that would have been tough if I was up against like Jay Chosen or something like that.
Yeah,
I would have been like,
yeah.
Oh no, dude, like teach me your ways. or Chris Blue. Like Chris Blue is like, that dude's, his battle was intense with RJ. They went tonight. Yeah.
So do you have any people on the show that you are exceptionally close with? Like fellow singers on the show that you've like really bonded?
Totally. Yeah. Josie Bernadette is one of my, she's one of my best friends in the world. Ashley, Lauren, Troy. Yeah, I've got some like best friends out there. Lily, I mean, we're all like a big family, to be like completely honest with you, which is like the last thing I kind of expected from this. Because you walk in, it's like a competition.
You want it,
and everyone's like, you got to win, you got to do all this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I come from a sports family, so like I've been around sports all my life. My cousins are all like incredible hockey players, and like, I didn't get that gene.
Oh, you could have been a hockey player, though.
Yeah, I got the hair. Yeah. I did get the hockey hair.
Right.
So.
Add a Canadian accent, and you're all
you know,
over it. Yeah,
you know, you just got to put the puck in the net there, you know? You know, top shelf. But you honestly become like family with everybody, and which is, I think it's like the coolest part, but it's also the most difficult part because of nights like tonight, where it's like you're up against your newfound best friend. So it's funny, like you go from this like ultimate high of winning and like your dream continues, but then all of a sudden like you're so concerned, you're like, oh, Sammy gonna get a save, like you're waiting to hear that doof, like that sound, you know. So even like when you run off stage, you kind of do like a quick interview, and the whole time like
you're paying attention over here.
And I know like if you take anybody in that won their battle, like they would say the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like we've all become, yeah. And it was really cool too, because on one of the last nights at the hotel previously, we had an open mic because we had never really heard each other sing original songs and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So it was like just the cast too. Like it was just us. We rented out one of the rooms in the hotel, and we had an open mic, all of us together, like before people were going home and all that kind of stuff. So,
that's cool. So are you at the hotel still, or you're no longer there?
So we are on a break while...
Where are you staying?
That's not what I want to know.
Currently on a break while some of this, like this stuff airs, but it's going to start going live. I know that in April.
April, so you'll be back there. So this has been a year.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we still have the knockouts to come.
So is it possible that you would not... Well, okay.
Well, it's,
do you know more than we're supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like a psychic right now.
Yeah.
but yeah, I can't say much, but
right.
it's going to be fun.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's fun. So you've got the knockouts that come, and then in April it goes live again.
Yeah.
And then whoever makes it through those knockouts is there in April. So we get to see And they let you do interviews and stuff in the meantime in the
interview. Yeah, which has been another cool process. Like, I've never like really done stuff like this. So
to be hanging
out with you guys and like
come back anytime you want. You can be our guest panelist.
I live like I live in Studio City.
Now, so,
like,
here's my
I'm in the hood. Oh, nice. There we go.
Yeah. Is Johnny on your teams?
Okay, so we have the voice.
Oh no.
I can show you.
Hold on, I'm gonna look.
Look.
Do you have your team? No, I need to make my team.
I have my team in my head.
I don't have my set team either.
But
it's not completely set, but Johnny is in the team.
I was just adding people as I like them.
But no,
I,
you're adding them right now. Don't.
My phone's not even turned on.
Let's see.
Johnny, I will tell you, Brooke, you were the first person that went on my team. And you're my strongest choice.
There it is. Boom.
And you remember...
Hold on. I'm going to get it too.
Oh, he's turning it on.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was totally creepy. And okay, so I work at
That is kind of weird.
Shut up, Chris.
It's weird.
I work at Vanderpump Dogs, and so you're one of your good friends is how we got connected. And so I was like, this is so awesome. We get to have Johnny on. Like, I want to like, what is he like? Does he have any like snacks that he can like munch on during the show? So this was supposed to be given to you at the beginning, but I heard you like peanut M&Ms.
Thank you so much.
And since you're not singing, I know chocolate's rough on the vocal cords.
Yep, it is.
You can eat them now.
And I didn't know if you guys were like messing with me or like when I got the text, I was like, are they messing with me?
Oh, it's like what?
Is this like a spinal tap? Like,
what do you like or something?
Oh yeah, like want me to do like a weird writer? You know?
Cause, like, you know what? I have to say about Brooke because she was really preparing for this. She wrote ahead. Did that video that you put in? I thought, man, this has been well organized.
She gives you
peanut M&Ms. My God, that's got a brand and a logo on it.
I'm gonna be back here every week. You guys are gonna be like kicking me out
next week. He's gonna be like the next NASCAR driver.
If you guys want any M&Ms, just hit me up.
Look at that. Johnny is on my team.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That's a good team right there.
Is it?
Yeah, well, you got Cassie. She's killing it.
I like Brindley, too. I thought she's...
Brindley, new member of Team Gwen, too.
Yeah, to hear the... when she first came out and she had that little mousy voice and she did the Taylor Swift thing. Well, that was her, right? That did Taylor Swift?
She did her first song. Oh, yeah. Last night they did Taylor, the one that
it was
she
cute.
Wrote for Little Big Town.
Yeah, it was cute.
Up against Lauren, who's one of my best friends.
They had a really good battle.
Yeah, they really did. And Brindley's so young. She is so young and so talented. But I think she's a star.
But Lauren's awesome, too.
Lauren is seriously one of my closest friends on the show.
Really?
We actually went snowboarding together.
No kidding.
We went to Big Bear together after the show.
Awesome.
Yeah. We were like, yo, we should go, because she was here for a couple extra days. So we were like, yo, if we like do this, like we should go snowboarding.
She's a little edgy, Lauren. I like her.
Yeah, she's a little edgy. Yeah. So she's one of my best friends. And I think she could win this thing. Like,
really?
I feel like that about Lauren.
Okay.
Yeah, I really think, the show, there's a big country audience, which is really cool. And she has that like alternative country indie thing going. I think she could win.
And that was kind of the thing in the battle that she did with Brindley. Because Brindley had, and I think, who was it? Somebody stated it so perfectly that she has that young, erratic type of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you looked at Lauren and she just had the depth and the emotional texture and the richness of the experience.
It's so cool. And that was a tough battle because Brindley is so good. But that's why we're stoked to have her on Team Gwen now.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, okay, so we've noticed a trend throughout the past couple episodes that since Gwen and Blake are dating, I've noticed that a lot of times, especially during the blinds, that like if Gwen would turn around, all of a sudden then Blake would turn around, and like you get this dynamic of them being lovey-dovey. How are they behind the scenes? Are they as are they that lovey-dovey? And like, do you get that extra coaching because they're like a package deal?
This is a real secret. Oh my God. Okay.
All right, real talk time, huh?
Yeah.
All right. There's definitely you can definitely tell it's cool because you know Blake's like this like cool country singer, you know, and Gwen like comes from garage bands and stuff, so it's almost like opposite worlds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you're around them, it's just so apparent like that. It's like they have such a cool thing. So it's cool to be around that, and yeah, like you can definitely tell like they love each other, and it's like it's cool to be around. But I will say this is Gwen wants to win. Like Blake has won, I think, more than any other coach.
Yeah.
Combined too, I think. Mm-hmm. But I will say that as close as they are, and is like, you know, they're together, Gwen wants to win this thing, and I think she's taking it seriously. And I think when her coaching hat comes on, like You know, that's like Blake's out there. Like, when the coaching hat comes on, like, she's in it to win it. Yeah. It's Team Gwen.
But
I really feel
does
that.
Blake come into your rehearsals together?
We haven't had that yet.
Okay.
So you don't feel like you're going to get a little something-something for the...
extra advice or extra coaching.
Yeah,
I will say that it's been cool to watch, like, on Twitter and stuff like that. There are a ton of accounts where it's these, like, the Team Gwen, Team Blake, where they kind of come together. They're like, I don't even know what the word
is.
Gwake? Shafani.
Yeah, Shafani. Yes, yes.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, Shafani. So it's like, shout out to all the Shafanis out there. Yeah. But it's been kind of cool to interact. So I kind of feel like I'm getting a chance to, like, meet double the amount of people online and make friends
with
like people.
That's true. There's some value to that. I'm putting Lauren on my team. Lauren, you're on my team.
Yeah. It's going to cost you $5 right there.
There you go. So you don't get the extra attention, but a little bit, maybe?
Well, I think you see it in the blinds, mm-hmm. when Gwen might be going after somebody and then Blake starts talking, and like maybe Gwen's trying to go against Adam, trying to get somebody on their team, and I think Blake will come in and just like rip Adam apart. I think you notice that happen.
Is that there, like, that rivalry between Adam and Blake, is that the same off the cameras?
I think. I think
it's hilarious.
Because they're like, their dynamic is perfect. Yeah. Like, it makes for like the best television. But
they're so funny.
And they've both been around on the show like forever. And I think like winning, like, I don't know, it's like a competitive thing. It's like they want to win, you know?
But it's competitive for you guys. And then it's also like just as competitive for the coaches.
No, totally. And that's why, like, I think Gwen wants to win this thing. So,
well, with you, I think she could.
Do you have any favorites amongst the artists that you would go, boy, if it wasn't me, not Chris?
He said
you.
Lauren. You
Lauren. I mean, I really think Lauren could like win this thing.
Would you vote for her? Would you put her on your team?
I would put Lauren on my team.
Would you?
Yeah. I totally would. She's just like, I think her voice, I'm a big Ryan Adams fan. Like, okay. I listen to a lot of that like alternative singer songwriter stuff, and I feel like she really fits into that world
well.
Dude, Chris Ballew's voice is crazy.
That was
like,
yeah, that battle. Because I wanted to talk to you, like, how you felt about the battle. So yeah, he's a worship leader.
Yeah,
right. So clearly, he's gotten a lot of like singing in the church.
And his moves, like, he has moves like Jagger.
Yeah,
like,
the two of you together. Yeah, some voice.
And then he went up against my boy RJ, mm-hmm. who is like, again,
who's incredible too.
Dude, he's like 18 years old.
It's crazy.
And his voice is so good. He's actually one of my brother's favorites. He thought that he had like the coolest R&B voice on the show.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And we fun fact about RJ too. He's a killer high school football player. We were doing laundry one day. There's like a laundromat that we all like take laundry trips
to. You do your own laundry?
Oh, yeah. No, this is fine.
Oh, now you've won your own.
That's the hotel lifestyle.
She had a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. No, we would like literally take vans to the laundromat during blinds, and which is a cool way to kind of meet the other contestants, too, like, especially in the first couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Like, can I mix my colors with, like...
Yeah, you know, like, do you have any detergent I can borrow? Yeah. You know? But I was there
bonding.
And I was there with RJ, and we just started talking about, like, I'm 32, you know? And, like, a lot, like, he's 18. So I'm like, all right, how am I going to connect with, like, all these contestants that are younger than me? So we started talking about sports, and he played me a bunch of his high school football clips. And, like, dude was a crazy football player. Like, I think he could have, like, had a full ride for college, but he opted to go on The Voice because he wants to be a singer. So I thought that was, like, super cool.
Amazing. Really
cool. Blows me away that you're 32 and you're one of the older ones there. You're talking like you're the...
I might be the oldest. I'm definitely one of the oldest three, probably. On the show.
And Lauren's, like, what, 35?
I don't know.
Ish?
A girl never tells
you. Oh, yeah.
No, I think it's like me, my boy Troy Ramey, four chair turner. Also lived in Rhode Island. He went to high school in Rhode Island.
No way. But you guys didn't have, like, you didn't know each other before the show, right?
No, we didn't know each other. Yeah.
Cool. Speaking of young boys, Mark.
We love Mark.
Yeah.
What is that face for?
No, I don't know. I just got to laugh from over there.
Yeah.
I like Mark too. Speaking of young boys.
All the girls love Mark.
That was so creepy.
Yeah.
No, but Mark, I think he's really talented.
I mean, he could be like the next Bieber. Like, he's got that vibe going, right?
Don't say that to her. She's such a huge Bieber fan. It's so weird.
Yeah, I know. No shame.
It's not weird. Well,
I mean, I can put in a good word for you with Mark if you want.
Oh, they're
I mean,
gonna say with that's the like Biebs.
No, like, with the Biebs. Yeah, well, you almost had it.
With the next Biebs.
I'll bring you all the M&Ms you want. Yeah. What about? Okay, so on Team Blake, it was Cassie and Ashley. I'm a big Cassie fan.
Unbelievable. Two Nashville singers. Cassie's incredible. I mean, her voice is like the way she can do those like
yodels. When she sang Blue that first time, oh my god.
And I will say that Ashley is actually one of my really close friends on the show. And her voice is crazy.
Yeah.
Like we have a little group. We call ourselves like the crew. There's a couple of us. Mm-hmm. We have a group text, and like we were all best friends at the Blinds.
This is group text.
Oh yeah. There's a few. Oh yeah. There's a few. We got some good ones going, especially when like the show's on and everyone's talking. But Ashley's voice, I always knew it was awesome. But then again, I don't know why all my stories are about laundry. But
must have spent a lot of time over there.
We were. You know what it is? It's tough to find.
You gotta write a song about the laundromat.
Yeah, like the
laundromat blue.
Well, you guys are probably so busy throughout the day that your laundry time was your hangout time with each other.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm sure.
And so at the other hotel, it was like the laundry room. Sometimes you go in there and like you're alone and you could kind of work on music in there because like there's no one else around. We have roommates on the show. So it's like, I don't want to be annoying my roommate, you know?
Oh, okay, okay.
So Ashley's one of my like best friends on the show. So she went in to do her laundry and I was already in there with my guitar working on music. And she was like, yo, can I play you my song? I just want to, like, what do you think about it? And like I heard her sing that song and she blew me away. Like she has tones in her voice that like, and that's why I'm so stoked that Alicia saved her, because I really feel like she has this like this raspy like grit to her voice that I think Alicia's gonna help bring out. So I feel like her being with, because she is a country singer, but I feel like her being with Alicia, it's going to help her. And I think it's, I don't know. I think she's another contender to maybe win this thing.
You know what surprised me? It surprised me that Blake actually chose her, or chose Cassie over her, because he had given the feedback that Cassie was grabbing it too much.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept doing it. In the actual performance, and so it didn't sound as soft and as feminine
as Ashley. That was such a tough. I think that's probably one of the closest battles too.
Yeah.
That must have been a hard one for Blake, because like especially two like amazing country singers,
mm-hmm. right?
Cassie's such a pro. Like she plays down on Broadway, and if that's your gig, then you are one of like the better singers like in the country. Like
right.
if you're because people that go to Nashville, they want to hear like the best music possible. And if you're downtown Broadway, like playing in those bars, like you have to be incredible. And Cassie has that. So that I don't know how Blake, I don't know how they do it. Like even sometimes like me and Sammy, it was like you could tell Gwen, like it was hard for her, mm-hmm. you know, like she dug Sammy too. So it was tough. Like Sammy's one of my, like we were already texting like all night. Just we need to start our band. Like,
Jammy.
Jammy. Yeah. So Team Jammy.
Okay, what about, I think we already touched about, I love Jay Chosen. He competed with Kenny P.
Yep.
Battled with him, rather. Kenny P with the awesome mustache.
Kenny P, my roommate.
No way!
Yeah. Kenny, P.
Okay.
Kenny P, my roommate.
He's got an extraordinary voice.
What does the mustache look like?
I think
like,
you should get rid of
the
mustache.
Does it naturally stay like that, or is there work that goes in? You're letting out a secret.
What happens behind the door?
So I think, I don't have a lot of facial hair, like, but I think, all right, so he's got the cool mustache going, and I think, like, the wax or whatever, like, you use to do the mustache, I think that, now don't quote me here, but I think that Kenny makes his own mustache wax.
What?
Kenny, if you're listening. Kenny P.
That could be, like, a new business endeavor.
Mustache.
Yeah.
And, like, I can honestly say, like, coolest roommate. I mean, we didn't know each other that well at the Blinds,
mm-hmm.
But you get different roommates for the Blinds, you get a different roommate for the Battle, and then like you get a different roommate for the Knockout.
Oh, that's cool. So you can kind of get to know different contestants.
And so our room, and Kenny knows this, we had the party room. I don't know how much I can say, but we had the party room.
Oh, we want to hear the
story. Oh, yeah, we want to hear.
We just like everyone knew to just like if it was like post like 9 o'clock, like come to our room and like it's the party room. Yeah, we all kind of just gathered.
Okay. I wonder if his tiny house is like that.
Yeah, he does have the tiny house.
How cool.
Yeah, and again, dude, that battle, like, I don't know, because Jay Chosen, I think, is like, he was the first voice that anybody even heard. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he was the first singer this season. His voice is crazy. Like,
he came right out the gate and with, like, the bar
set. Yeah, and it was, like, four chairs. Yeah. Alicia fell in love.
Yeah.
He's on my team. And, yo, he's one of the funniest people I've ever met, like, in my life. Like,
really?
And everybody will say that. He is hilarious. Like, the dude is the funniest dude. So he's another one. Like, I think he could probably, like, take this.
And
his voice
really
is incredible.
Good.
And he's so good at what he does. And the song they did for Kenny to, like, step in there, like, that must have been really hard for Kenny because he's more of a rock singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he nailed it.
He did.
Again,
he's extraordinary. He's got an incredible voice.
So hard is because they are so opposite as performers.
And they came together, and it was like, Kenny was like, Chosen's got all those killer runs, and Kenny was like right there with the runs, and he's got that cool voice, like that rock tone.
It's awesome.
His tone is crazy. So I don't think this is the last like we'll hear of Kenny P and his tiny house and his mustache.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we're sadly coming to a close.
Oh, I love this.
You love that it's coming to a close?
No, I love like I feel like a play by play. Like I feel like I'm on SportsCenter.
You should come back and bring some of your friends,
dude.
Yeah.
There's a few. So Davina, she's an LA girl.
Okay.
And Lily Passero.
Recruit.
She's LA.
Come back. You guys need to come out.
Jack Cassidy's LA. Julian, like, he lives right outside of LA. Yeah, so there's a few of us here.
Oh, that's cool.
We'd love to have you back.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for, coming on today.
This will be the party room.
Yes.
This is the new party room. Yeah. It feels like a karaoke room. So we have to, like, do it up
We
sometime.
Need to have karaoke session.
Get some Rod Stewart going.
There we go.
Right?
Well, no, thank you guys so much for, joining us. If you have any other questions for Johnny, I know I always follow up on YouTube and things, and maybe I can like send you a text and be like, so and so wants to know this. Feel free to tune in. You can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H. I've been your host this evening. And Johnny, where can they find you on social media again?
Instagram, Johnny Sings, Twitter, Johnny Sings, and Facebook. Johnny Sings, probably.
Johnny Sings.
That's why I'm on The Voice.
And the website, is there a website that's really...
Yeah, I do have a website that I just made, and it's thejohnnygates.com.
Oh, so official.
You like that? Yeah.
I'm Chris Howard at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram, and the lovely...
And I'm Allie Bailey. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AllieBailey_1.
Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next
week. Thank you guys so much. Later.
Ciao.
Team Gwen.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.